Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord,
every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord.
And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
90 years, I've walked this earth, watched seasons turn olive branches silver, felt my own beard whiten like winter frost. A lifetime in Jerusalem, and still, my eyes yearned for something more. Not another sunrise over Temple Mount, nor the familiar chime of coal bells, but a sunrise of the soul, a chime that would crack open the heavens. The prophets promised it, whispered of a light bursting forth, a Messiah cloaked in righteousness. A child who'd break the yoke of Roman oppressors, mend the tattered tapestry of our faith. Each newborn face I saw sparked a flicker of hope, only to be dashed by the shadow of disappointment. Until that day, the day the heavens finally chimed. Not with booming thunder or blinding light, but with a quiet tremor, a whisper in the bones of my old heart. The Holy Spirit, they called it, a dove flitting down my soul, urging me towards the temple. My legs, creaky as ancient olive wood, moved with a purpose they hadn't known in decades. And there, nestled in the arms of a woman young enough to be my granddaughter, a child. Not a king draped in silks, but a babe swaddled in humility, his tiny fists clenched to the air. Yet in those eyes, the same starlight I'd glimpsed in the prophet's pronouncements. This was the promised dawn. He wasn't mine, I knew. Not a son to hold and sing lullabies to, but a gift for all Israel, a promise etched in flesh and bone. My wrinkled hand trembled as I reached out, a bridge between 90 years and the newborn future. And then, his fingers, impossibly small and perfect, curled around mine. A jolt of pure, unadulterated joy, lightning coursing through my veins. In that touch, the prophecies materialized, the chains of doubt shattered. I saw justice bloom in the dusty alleys, compassion bloom in the hardened faces of Roman soldiers. I saw children laugh without fear. Mothers sing without sorrow, a land bathed in the warm light of forgiveness. He, this child, was the key. The key to unlock the cage of despair, the key to turn tears into laughter, the key to finally, truly understand the song the prophets had been humming for centuries. A song of liberation, of redemption, of love so vast it swallowed the darkness whole. And I would be his herald. A grizzled voice in the marketplace, a creaky melody amidst the city's cacophony. I would tell them all, this child wasn't just another face in the crowd. He was the sunrise, the chime, the revolution wrapped in swaddling cloths. He was hope, tangible and warm, nestled in the crook of Mary's arm. 90 years I waited, and here in the fading light of my own life, I saw the dawn break. A dawn not just for me, but for every weary soul yearning for a light they couldn't quite grasp. This child, he brought the sun, and in its golden glow, I could finally let go. Let go of the bitterness of Roman occupation, the sting of unfulfilled promises, the ache of a life lived without witnessing the glory the prophets foretold. Let go of the fear of death, the uncertainty of the beyond. For in this child I saw not the end, but the beginning. The beginning of a world washed clean, a world where love reigned supreme, a world where even an old man like me could finally truly see. He is the light, and I am but a moth drawn to its flame. Let me sing your praises until my voice cracks. Let me shout your story from the rooftops until my breath gives out. For this child, this babe in Mary's arms, is the hope of the world, and I am a witness to its dawning.
And there was a prophetess, Anna.
I am the daughter of Phanuel, a devout man of God, of the tribe of Asher. Our territory was located in the northern kingdom of Israel, which was destroyed by the Assyrians centuries ago. My people represent the marginalized and forgotten parts of Israel. And yet, Elohim has seen fit to make me his handmaid, a messenger of hope and peace. Once I was a bride, but my years of marriage were brief. 7 years with my beloved, and then I was left alone, a widow with no children, in a world that moves like a rushing river. Yet, in my solitude, the temple became my refuge, prayer my constant companion, and fasting my daily offering. For all these decades, I have committed myself to the service of the Almighty, and He has spoken to me, and through me, God has blessed me with a long life. I have seen many sunrises spill through the temple gates, painting the stones gold and chasing the shadows into cracks. My feet know these worn flagstones like old friends, my knees creaking a familiar tune on their cobbled backs. This place, it's woven into me, the scent of incense clinging to my cloak like a prayer. The air, it hummed different this morning, like a bee had gotten tangled in the rafters. Not the usual chants or the mournful coo of doves, but a tremor, a whisper against my soul. The Spirit of the Almighty, like a feathered nudge, sent me skittering like a sparrow towards the inner sanctum. And there, bathed in the soft glow of oil lamps, I see a woman and a babe. No golden cradle, no royal robes, just the humble swaddling of a simple life. Yet, his eyes, oh, those eyes. Stars spilled from the prophet's stories, shimmering with a promise I'd almost forgotten. This was it, the sunrise I'd squinted towards for more than 80 years. Approaching them, I see the infant, his eyes like endless wells of knowing. In that moment, something ancient and holy awakens within me. It is as if all my years of prayer have converged into this single sacred instant. This child, a gift wrapped in flesh and bone, a promise for all Israel. My old hands, rough as temple bark, reach out. And then, his fingers, impossibly tiny and perfect, curl around mine. That's when the tears came, hot and sudden, blurring the sight of his angelic face. My spirit soars, and my lips, trembling with age and emotion, begin to sing praises to the Most High. This child, this precious babe, is the fulfillment of all we have awaited. He is the redemption of Jerusalem, the hope of all the ages. My heart is full of gratitude and wonder, for I have beheld the face of the Redeemer. I have touched him, and now I can depart this world in peace, for my eyes have seen his salvation. People gather around, drawn by the joy that spills forth from my aged lips. I speak to them of this child, of the deliverance he brings. My words are a river, flowing from a heart that has known both deep sorrow and abiding hope. I tell them that in this child, in this Jesus, we glimpse the face of God's mercy, the dawn of our salvation. Here, in the twilight of my temple life, I see the dawn break. A dawn, not just for me, but for every soul yearning for a light they couldn't quite grasp. I am a witness to the unfolding of God's eternal plan. In the eyes of this child, I see the future of our people, a future bright with promise and grace. My journey has been long, but in this moment, every step, every tear, every prayer finds its meaning.
For the next couple of days, we will feature some of our best of episodes. We will wrap up our Christmas Perspective series in the first few days of the new year.